This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrats are looking for a savior. And you know who it is? This is going to shock you. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com or theKevinJacksonShow.com. We make it easy, baby. Yeah, 844-551-8255. Democrats have a secret strategy. You want to know what that strategy is? So, they don't have a good presidential field. Their front runner is now out. So they're looking for Hail Marys. They're going, who can come in? Bloomberg was supposed to be one of those solutions. Deval Patrick, another light-skinned Negro, who I think is now officially out as well. He was supposed to come in and add some gravitas. Even Eric Holder said, I would have come in if it had not been for Biden. Okay, and he would have been another light-skinned Negro that, you know, that would have been out and hopefully going to prison here pretty soon. But no, they have a secret weapon. Hillary Clinton, when she was campaigning, she said she had a super secret weapon, and it was Bill. Do you guys remember that? She goes, my not-so-super secret weapon, my husband, former President Bill Clinton. And it was like, yeah, hey. So after the Me Too movement found out about Bill, they went, uh-oh, we better put Bill back in the closet. You know that closet with all those dead bodies? So Hillary had to put Bill away, her super secret weapon. But Bill, guess what? Here's the irony. The super secret weapon for the Democrats is Hillary Clinton as a potential VP candidate. Yeah. Hillary Clinton, this is a actual article. Hillary Clinton's optimism reaches a new high. I don't remember. Did I write this or did somebody else write? I can't remember. Because this is my writing, it looks like. Content that she will never be president through the normal election process. Hillary Clinton may be hitching her wagon to one of the other future losers known as the Democratic Party candidates. Yeah, that's me. I wrote that. But here's what Doug McKinnon of The Hill wrote. Clinton may be... This is funny. Clinton may be in negotiations with a few candidates, particularly former Vice President Joe Biden and former New York City Mayor Bloomberg. Hedging her bets, McKinnon reported that Clinton may try to team up with whomever gets the Democratic nomination. And as I wrote, she's loyal to a fault. This was good. I wrote this. In his unintentional comedic op-ed, McKinnon wrote that Clinton would add the gravitas delegates and eventually millions of votes needed to get over the finish line on November the 5th. I am assured that Clinton is on every short list for that position. That's what he said. And I wrote, why not add Blagojevich to the short list of running mates? I'm just too funny sometimes. Crack myself up. Hey. Yeah, little James Brown. Hey. Oh, wait, that was Average White Band. Anyway, we'll get you some James Brown. I'll figure out how to get you some James Brown. He added this. If I were in Trump's world, this scenario would send chills down my spine. This scenario would send chills down my spine. I bet President Trump is worried about Clinton as he is, well, facing Joe Biden. Is this becoming more laughable when you consider that the whole Ukrainian thing, he didn't want to face the Joe Biden, so he was strategizing with Ukraine so he could thwart Joe. Joe Biden can't even beat Pete Buttigieg in a sissy fight. This is so funny. Wow. Does any serious Democrat believe if President Trump fears anybody in the field? I mean, they change front runners more than a prostitute changes condoms. Sorry, I know it's a little bit PG-13 for some of our listeners, but you'll get over it. And Clinton's viability and visibility on the political scene, they say, well, she's been raising her profile. Clinton wants to keep herself relevant. She was at the Sundance Film Festival. She was in, and we talked about this, but it bears, it's worth repeating, because let me tell you, the Hail Mary strategy right now for people like Biden, probably Klobuchar, certainly Bloomberg, will be to add Hillary Clinton to the ticket because they think, oh, there's so many people that still love Hillary. They want her to be president. And Hillary is selling this BS. Why? Because it'll help her sell books. It'll give her grow. If she becomes the vice presidential candidate of one of the candidates, by the way, do sleep with both eyes open. If Hillary Clinton is selected as vice presidential candidate, let me tell you, you better never let Secret Service be out of your sight. You better even hire private security. It's crazy. But yeah, they claim they want her. And I keep coming back to this. Hillary Clinton has already torched Bernie Sanders. Bernie is the only one who she can't say, I'll be your running mate. Because Bernie is torched. Don't be surprised if Elizabeth Warren brings her in. They want to do girl power. I already mentioned Klobuchar. Don't be surprised. Hail Marys. This is a political publicity stunt, mostly to benefit Hillary Clinton. The idea that people are talking to her about being a possible running mate because she would bring so much to the ticket. In fact, let me tell you how they would position it. They will say, it's like having two presidents. Yeah. I'm a strategist. I would say it's like they tried to make it, you're getting a twofer. Remember when Hillary and Bill, they called him Billary, they said, oh, it's like having a twofer because you have someone that has presidential experience and then you'll have President Clinton. What better could you ask for? Oh, let me think. Donald Trump? Yeah, that's what you could better ask for. But they're going to position as that. No, Hillary will bring, she's not going to be your ordinary VP. She's got State Department experience. Yeah. Running America's reputation into the ground in every country on the planet. That's her experience. But don't be surprised. Now, this is presuming that John Durham, who replaced Hubert, a Clinton acolyte who was slow walking Clinton's foundation stuff, if Hillary Clinton is, this is my suspicion, she's trying to build up enough clout to where when the cake hits the fan and people start talking about what the Clinton Foundation did, she can say, hey, look, you don't want to arrest me. I'm an amazing person. I've got too much. Dude, America has too much to lose if they arrest me.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Britt, let me go to you on this. You know, you take a look at where we stand tonight and the fact that Bernie Sanders, you know, I think it's remarkable. You know, 4 years later, Bernie Sanders, who won here big and then lost in a real tug of war to Hillary Clinton and one he blamed the party for, now has another shot.
He does have another shot. He's the clear front runner. He didn't win the delegate count, but he won the popular vote, which I think is a better way to judge Iowa. And now he's won here, although narrowly, very narrowly, which is why we're calling it this late. It is still so close that it's less than 2 percentage points separating him from Pete Buttigieg. So he's a winner. But I agree with Chris. I don't think this is a great night for him. I mean, he's still got obvious huge enthusiasm from his supporters, but I don't think this is a big night for him. And I think if you're looking for a story out of here as to, you know, who's surprised, well, Buttigieg certainly held his own, did fine. He's in the thick of it. It's Klobuchar, who, you know, did have some momentum. She being third isn't great, but she's in the hunt, and she'll go on. The rest of the field, I think most of them are probably finished.
Britt Hume, putting it in perspective, what I've already been talking about most of the day. Good day to you. Thank you for being here, listening to The Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. Spread the word on the show. Do your part. Don't be a gluttonous listener. Share it. There's enough to go around. Send a clip to somebody. We're available. Go to the website, thekevinjacksonshow.com, and look at all the ways you can listen to this program. If you got a smart car, you can pull this up. Put the app in your phone. Put our show there. Boop. It's right there for you. Please do. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I feel like that Pinocchio. You can be president. You could be president. Oh, oh boy. Pinocchio, the motivational speaker. The motivational speaker for the Democrats. As I look around this room, I see presidential potential. You could be president. You could be. Oh, boy. I'm sorry I'm so tickled, but it really is that way. Oh, man. Geico does make some funny commercials, and that's one. And it could easily be applied to these candidates. Easily. You know, we're watching the top people implode. I mean, go back a month. It was Biden. It was Warren. It was Sanders. Then it was Buttigieg. Now it's Sanders and Buttigieg. And I don't even know. The rest, Biden and Warren, are now falling down into obscurity. Who's going to... Yang's out. What's funny about that? Somebody said... it was a joke like... And now Yang is out. You know, thinking of, you know, phallic reference. It was funny. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Yep. Let me tell you this. None of these Democrats can beat Donald Trump. And I hearken back to Elizabeth Warren with her little quip where she said on stage during a debate, all these men up here have lost elections. The only winners, the only people who've won elections are the women. She and Klobuchar. They were the winners. Why are you listening to losers was her impression. Why are you listening to losers? Well, Warren seems to forget that she was going to throw her hat in the ring in 2016, and she didn't want to lose that battle. Now, you could argue, well, Kevin, she just likes, she knows how to pick her fights. Okay, she picked this fight. She picked this fight. She wanted to be president. She thought it was her turn. I'm going to make you a definitive, I don't know if you're going on Vegas or if you're betting anybody, but Warren will not be president. Period. Oh, let me go out on another limb. Biden won't be president. Bernie Sanders won't be president. Buttigieg won't be president. No Democrat candidate running will be president. But what Warren wanted people to believe is they were she and Klobuchar were the winners. They knew how to win. We know how to win. Yeah. Well, let me tell you something. These two women have never lost a political race. They're exactly right. They can brag about their records. But here's what I will tell you. They won easy races. They won easy races. Really? That's what you want to run? We haven't lost. I ran for school board. I ran for county commissioner and whatever. And I'm now a senator. And I won. Well, let me tell you how they won. They won because they were in the political apparatus getting fast-tracked. And it was a shoe-in. Their wins were shoe-ins. Easy races. Races that were stacked heavily in their favor from the beginning. You might as well not even challenge them because you were not going to win. That is the way most of politics is played. But Elizabeth Warren wants to make you believe she went in there and fought the good fight. She rolled up her sleeves. She went door to door. People were against her. The polls were down for her. And she turned it around. And let me tell you. It didn't happen. She ran against Scott Brown. Where's Scott Brown? Scott Brown was a rock and roll kind of dude that ran. She beat him because Scott Brown was a joke. He was a joke. Easy race. I don't even know. I don't have to know who Klobuchar ran against. Let me tell you what happened in her race. She was already coming up through the system, and somebody goes, "It's Amy Klobuchar's time," and they poured a bunch of money behind her, and Amy Klobuchar won. It wasn't a battle. Anybody think there's ever been a more lopsided race against somebody, a lopsided battle against a candidate than Donald Trump? If you can show me that, I would love to see it. Let me tell you what Trump did in 2016. He ran a campaign that will be studied for millennia. It'll be studied for a long time. How did this man win? And as the truth emerges about everything that that crooked Barack Obama administration did, you're going to ask yourself, the only way Trump won, and you come to this conclusion, because I have, is by the grace of God. Now, I believe God is in control of everything. And so he picked Trump to win. But I'm telling you, if God didn't pick Trump, if we took God out of the picture, Donald Trump is not president. He couldn't possibly win. They stacked the deck in every way. And let me tell you something else. Donald Trump is lucky not to be in prison, not because he's guilty, but because the system was so against him, they would have done anything. They could have concocted records, anything to make this man look guilty. So I'll ask you this. Donald Trump beats the weaponized administration of Barack Obama, which included the NSA spying on him, the FBI planting people inside of his campaign, the CIA working with other governments to make Trump look guilty, the entire media apparatus, of course, the Democrats and their entire, you know, the DNC and all of their operatives, etc. Rhino Republicans who were mad that he leapfrogged them, and he won. Do you think his steel is sharpened? Do you think he's sharpened his blade against steel? I will tell you, there is no other candidate ready for a fight than Donald Trump. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As Democrats continue to accuse President Trump of assaulting the rule of law in the Roger Stone case, House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, says this is all about impeaching the president.
Attorney General Barr is coming before the committee as well, but there's no issue here. It's just like everything else that the Democrats went to play. They do not have facts. All they have is a mission to impeach, and this is all they continue to drive. When the rest of America would like to move on from their nightmares they put us through, and let's start working on issues that America cares most about.
winter making its return to the United States, with parts of the Midwest and Northeast seeing the coldest temperatures of the season. Temperatures in parts of Minnesota and the Dakotas may not reach above zero on Thursday, with highs not much above single digits on Friday in places such as Minneapolis. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
February is Black History Month, and what better way to celebrate than through the sounds of music? Opening summer 2020 in Nashville, the National Museum of African American Music will feature more than 50 musical genres created and inspired by African Americans. Museum President and CEO H. Beecher Hicks III.
We are proud to be a first-of-its-kind museum dedicated to celebrating the role African Americans play in shaping the American soundtrack. When you step inside the museum, you'll be instantly immersed into what I like to call 56,000 square feet of funk. We have 7 galleries filled with more than 1,500 artifacts from some of your favorite artists, from gospel and hip-hop to country and classical. You'll be able to trace generations of untold Black history within our walls. We are one nation under a groove, uniting all people through a shared history. And we are excited to welcome everyone to Nashville, America's Music City.
For more on the National Museum of African American Music, visit blackmusicmuseum.org.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We got a ton to talk about. Roger Stone, boy, are you guys, Trump's on offense, and I'm going to tell you something. This Roger Stone thing is going to be a big deal. We'll see if we can get a conversation around that a little bit more today. But boy, this is about I would hate to be a Democrat right now. I'm serious. I mean, forget their sorry candidates. And we'll get back to some of them here in a bit, but just everything that's looming. And what's funny is when they disappear, they're strategizing. You haven't heard much from Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler, have you? Because there's a rumor they're trying second impeachment. They're looking for something else to impeach with. Craziest thing in the world if they were to try, but you never know. You never know. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. Hey, fifth place is pretty good, right? It's the top 10. I mean, that's going to be Biden's spin on his loss. It's the top 10. I made it. Yeah. Woohoo. He's even in the top 5. Joe could go even further. I'm in the top 5, baby. You know, these other candidates are bragging about their positions, but I am, after all, in the top 5. Did Biden get any delegates? What was his actual... I don't know what the actual count was. I know Bernie and Buttigieg were statistically tied. Both of them got 9 votes, or 9 delegates. And what will probably be a brokered convention for the Democrats, because there is no front runner. And I hate to break it to the Democrats, but if you got a small town mayor that's got a host of problems, and he's going to have to overcome the idea that America really doesn't want a first man as first lady. I know the LGBT community really wants to get the first man. It was like Neil Armstrong, right? First step, this is a small step for man, but a giant leap for mankind. And in the case of Buttigieg's first man, you know, what they call first man in the White House, it is a small step for man, but a giant leap for the LGBT community. What's he going to say when he steps foot into the White House? Let me answer for you. Nothing, because he ain't going to step foot in the White House. Yep. Much to the chagrin of the LGBT who want to win. They want a champion. But do you want a champion that looks like Alfred E. Newman? Howdy Doody and like the Howdy Doody and Alfred E. Newman had a baby. It would be Buttigieg. And the guy that says nothing, won't tell you his record, comes out with platitudes. He thinks that's going to win an election against Donald Trump. But Bernie is just mean. Hillary Clinton goes, he's a mean guy. He's vile. People don't like him. This is a woman that people don't like telling you that people don't like Bernie. Guys, are you having fun yet? Happy New Year. Let me interrupt. Happy New Year, conservatives. Fifth place, Joe Biden. That's the spin. Consider all the Democrat leadership did to protect Joe Biden. From the Ukraine scandal from his racist comments around, oh, those segregationists were friends of mine and they were good men, but I understand they had their problems, but we have to be able to reach across and talk to anybody. Oh, and I'll never apologize. Well, by the way, I apologize, Cory Booker, for saying those insensitive remarks about the segregationist people that I hung out with and the KKK members and people that just hated black folks. And then Joe Biden says this, you know, poor kids are just as smart as white kids. Y'all remember that? These poor kids can be just as smart as white kids. Hey, Joe, memo to you, poor kids can be white too. It's not just those poor black kids. See, Joe left out a word, but black people caught it. But they told us Joe Biden, he can bring a black vote. Joe Biden bragged about, I got double the number of Negroes that you have. I talked about it in another. That was stand-up comedy for me. It was a slave auction. Okay, we're here with the Democratic slave auction, and we've got everybody on the play. And bring up the first Negro. Are these guys telling? How many Negroes do you have? I have double the number of Negroes of anyone on stage. But I tell you what, I have 9 Negroes that really love what I do, and I tell you, they are great. They're members of the Congressional Black Caucus, and they love me. And Bernie Sanders has 9 Negroes. Klobuchar, how about you?
Well, right now I don't have any Negroes, but I mean,
it isn't practically. It is stand-up comedy. Yeah. It's not over for Biden, but it's over. He was supposed to be body slamming these other candidates at this point in the campaign cycle. Iowa and New Hampshire were foregone conclusions for the former vice president of Baby Black Jesus. A guy wrote this. He said, candidates flame out early in presidential primaries, almost by definition, do not make history. But Joe Biden may be an exception. Biden's presidential campaign is almost certain to fail, but he has done more than any other candidate to shape the outcome. And the result is likely to be disastrous for Biden's personal legacy and political agenda. That was from a leftist organization. Now, Joe says, I'm not done. I'm going to go to South Carolina and I'm going to represent. And he probably will do better in South Carolina. But I'm going to tell you something. Though, Tom Steyer is spending a fortune in South Carolina. He's bombarding black people with nonsense. Steyer may get more black voters. Now, the problem with Steyer is he's only going to get a few black voters. White people are like, we don't need no white Democrats. Like, we don't need no billionaire. We don't want no billionaire. He's too snooty. So I'm not going to help them pick their candidates. I don't really care who they pick. I just find it interesting that the top dog finished 4th in Iowa, 5th in New Hampshire, trucked on down the road to South Carolina. And let me give you the end game here. Democrats, a big chunk of Democrats, and I'm not talking about, Biden's getting whatever percentage he's getting nationally. It's certainly slipping. But whatever the number is, there's a big contingent of Democrats that go, Biden is old, he's senile, he is going to make gaffes, everything that has ever been done for America, Joe Biden will take credit for. He's going to look like a buffoon against Donald Trump. And even though he is supposed to be the guy, I'm chuckling because I'm just thinking about all the things they say about this guy. He's supposed to be the guy that matches up best head to head. He is the least guy that they want going head to head against Trump. And they've all said it. And Chris Matthews said it best. Maybe we should come in with the Chris Matthews clip in the next segment, because he's going, I don't see anybody. I don't see anybody up there that's going to beat Donald Trump. Van Jones has said it. Others have said it because it is a fact. They don't see it because it isn't there. The guy goes on. Biden has run for president 3 times. He's not yet managed to finish higher than 4th in any primary or caucus. Biden may or may not have been a good enough politician to win a presidential campaign in his prime. He is now well past his prime. His campaign pace is languid. His debate performance is unsettling. Nor has he built the kind of campaign apparatus that could drag him over the finish line. He has far fewer endorsements than a traditional establishment favorite, and his organization has underperformed in Iowa and New Hampshire. Holy cow, what else can you say? Now, I want you to understand, pardon me, the level of parity that the Democrats currently have. They're all soaking up the best people for, you know, I want these people for my campaign. I mean, they're all idiots, but they've all got the best idiots on running their campaigns. They all have their ground games going. And it's so watered down that none of them can win. Now, their hope is, they're saying, well, we're going to coalesce. Elizabeth Warren gave her concession speech because she's pretty much gone. After South Carolina, she's going to be toast. She's going to take her money and run. She's going to soak that money. Whatever money she can raise between now and then, once Super Tuesday's over, she's going to come back and say, I'm putting all that money into my Senate campaign. That's what's going to happen. So she's done. So she gave a concession speech that says, let's coalesce. Every political pundit, we've got to beat Donald Trump. That's what Carville says. It's a moral imperative that we beat Donald Trump. So they've all got their moral imperative, and here's the problem. They aren't going to coalesce. The Bernie people hate the Biden people. Now, I know I'm going over some of the similar ground, but I'm making different points by doing it. Trust me. Stay with the syllabus. Stay with the program. Don't try to read ahead in a book. They're all suffering here because you can't take people that supported Warren and move them over to Biden, or Biden to move them to Warren, or Sanders to move them to Warren, and on. You can't do it. And then you've got the guys like Hillary Clinton throwing rocks at you from the outside and many others. And I'm going to tell you, go look at the media and tell me, do they want Sanders or do they not? How are you going to go from what the media is currently saying about Sanders and make it good? How's Hillary Clinton going to get behind Sanders at some point? How's Joe going to... Are they all going to be passionate about getting behind Sanders? And what about when it's Buttigieg? If he's the choice, what are you going to do then? How are you going to get behind him? Small town mayor? That's your guy?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So they did like a synopsis of the different candidates post-New Hampshire. And they sort of gave like a... Here's the as-is and the to-be is what we used to call it in management consulting. So here's where they are, here's where they need to be, and here's how they might be able to get there. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com or thekevinjacksonshow.com. So I've been explaining today how the New Hampshire stuff stacks up, how the infighting of the Democrats is at a level that I don't know. I mean, it's probably the highest level in a while because the Democrats have their shoe-in candidates. They, once they, like with Hillary and Barack Obama, Hillary was supposed to win, right? She was going to be the next president and run against, who did Obama beat? McCain. And Obama came in, the new shiny object, and once they saw that mass appeal that he could bring, Hillary was gone. Democrats will toss you like nothing. If a Democrat believes that you could, you know, tarnish the brand or something like that, they dump you. And I'll tell you, a lot of conservatives will too, but at least we, you know, like if you say, look, I have a drug problem or something like that, conservatives go, look, my buddy's got a drug problem. It's not something we want to announce, and we're going to help him through it. Democrats will, I'm talking policy. Anybody involved in policy, oh, we can't have you. We can't deal with that. I hearken back to, you know, I get fired over a tweet because I called lying skanks, and the leftists who now run Fox go, oh, we can't have any controversy. Really? Really? Can't have any controversy. Huh? Okay, Jesse Waters. Whatever. Anyway, they release a poll, and I'm summarizing the pros for Bernie Sanders post New Hampshire debate or New Hampshire primary results. It says Quinnipiac national poll release shows Sanders up 2 percentage points among black voters since January, reaching 19% support. He closed the gap on Biden, who fell 22 points to 27% after a fourth place finish in Iowa. Now, I don't know who polled what blacks and how Biden went from 49% of blacks to 27%, but that's what they say happened. Now, I have my suspicions, because when Biden stood up there and said, I've got double the blacks you have on my plantation, I think that might be maybe drove it. But then Bernie went up after he did his black count. I've got nine blacks. Got nine blacks that love me. Okay. They adore me. Anyway, they went on to talk about how he's done that, and they said Bloomberg surged to 22% among black voters in a recent poll. So Bloomberg is buying his Negroes. He is officially announced that he is the new dude that's going to be attending the auction, and black folks, there's a new plantation in town. It's called the Bloomberg Plantation. So they did this analysis of each of the guys, and that was good news for Bernie, supposedly, and good news for Bloomberg. Buttigieg, they say, has struggled to overcome skepticism among African-American voters after members of the black community in South Bend complained he ignored them amid the city's economic revitalization. By the way, he's not the only one that gets ignored. He's not the only mayor that ignores blacks when it comes to economic revitalization. Black people are their own worst enemy in these cities, though. High crime, you know, the blight. Yeah, it's tough to build economic, you know, stability in the black neighborhood when blacks don't seem to want it. I'm not giving Buttigieg a pass. But anyway, they said that apparent weakness has raised concerns about whether he can mobilize enough support nationally for black voters. Let me tell you, I don't think you're going to find articles that dissect the white vote and how each of these people stack up with the white vote. But you'll see a few of them on the black vote. They say the campaign says a strategy of reaching out to rural independent areas where people voted for both Trump and Barack Obama has allowed Buttigieg to build a broad coalition, prove his message of unity versus being divisive, and that it'll beat the Trump presidency. But they said in South Carolina, where roughly 30% of the population is black, Buttigieg has remained in the single digits in opinion polls. His campaign is hoping to leverage his status as a military veteran to earn support in the state, which has a large number of veterans and active duty service members. So Buttigieg, while finishing in a statistical tie with Sanders in New Hampshire, knows he's got a tough road ahead. That doesn't bode well for the Democrats, who don't like Bernie Sanders, despite his 2% gain with blacks and his 19% number overall, if you want to believe those stats. Klobuchar, a commanding performance in New Hampshire on Friday night led to an increasing number of enthusiastic crowds at the weekend. The campaign reported raising $4 million between the debate and Tuesday morning, and later in the day did a new series of television buys in Nevada. Klobuchar, 59, is run as an unapologetic centrist, highlighting her success in winning in conservative districts in Minnesota, dismissing ambitious liberal policy proposals like free college as unrealistic, quote, bumper sticker slogans. Biden's poor showing in the first two states could open the door for her to emerge. I feel like I'm reading a horoscope or a fortune cookie. Anyway, they say she could emerge because of Biden. But they say she might be the moderate to standard bearer, but she needs to show she can move ahead of Buttigieg. And her support among black voters is even more anemic than his. So here we go. You got Bernie, who's got an additional 2% of the black vote. Biden's black vote numbers dropped. We'll get to Biden in a second. Bloomberg's black vote has gone up. Now, if I were just reading between the lines, I'm telling you, the writer of this might be saying, let's look at Bloomberg. Woohoo! Because, you know, who knows what he's paid that guy to write this. Buttigieg, no black vote. Going to get hit in South Carolina. Changing strategies. Shifting to get more people trying to make a decent showing. Don't know. Klobuchar, they're pretty much telling her, if you can't get the black vote, we can't support you. And here we go with Warren. Hours before the polls closed on Tuesday, Warren's campaign manager, Roger Lau, attempted to forestall a rush to judgment. He argued in a memo to backers that she had built an operation that could methodically collect delegates through March and warning against focusing on winner-take-all victories. Warren failed to win a single delegate in New Hampshire. However, and Klobuchar's rise appears to be cutting deeply into her base of college-educated voters, particularly women, according to exit polls by Edison Research. Warren, 70 years old, likely has the most extensive national operation aside from Bloomberg, with more than 1,000 staffers in 30 states. If her fundraising falters, she could face financial strains. Well, her fundraising is faltering. Klobuchar is picking off her voters, not Bernie Sanders. The Warren voters don't know where to go, so they're going to probably go to the next woman. So Klobuchar is going to make a bit of a gain. But let's remember, Klobuchar can't win the black vote. Warren doesn't have the black vote. So I think her campaign is kaput. Biden, his decision to leave New Hampshire for South Carolina before the vote count started rolling in says it all. His campaign never expected to win in Iowa and New Hampshire, but it also did not expect him to finish so poorly. Now, it cast a deep shadow on his claim that he is the most electable Democrat. That was what Biden had going for him, was the fact that he thought he could beat Donald Trump in a head-to-head matchup. I want you to understand, the Democrats had their great white hope. You know, this is the dude, he's the heavyweight champion of the Democratic Party. And then in comes this little gay guy. His name is Pete, Little Pete, who are you? I'm Little Pete Buttigieg. And, I'm here to challenge the champ. And they're like, but you're little, and you're also gay. It's okay, I represent the LGBTQ, and you know what? We can fight. I'm white, but I can fight. And so they put him in a ring with Biden, who's like, I don't want to hurt this little guy. I'm like, hey, he says he can kick your butt. He says he can kick my butt. Well, okay, let's do this. And they get in there, and old Joe puts his fist up like the old fighters of old, you know, of old, where they got that one fist up and the other one close to their chin. And Buddha just kicks him right in the crotch. Boom. And they go, oh, we didn't tell you, this is a kickboxing match. And little Buddha just wins. Told you I was going to beat him. Yeah. So their champion gets his butt kicked. And now, my electability against Donald Trump. Well, wait a minute, Donald Trump. We didn't even worry about, we know Donald Trump can beat the little gay mayor. And now the little gay mayor beat you. Well, what does that say? It says Joe Biden's got some bad times ahead. That's what it says. They want younger, more moderate, and Joe ain't the guy. I got to leave it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.